Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we make charitable contributions to ourselves. Contributing to ourselves is no different than planting a seedling. When we engage in self-enrichment, we often get discouraged that we don't see significant gains right away, much like we're looking for a mighty towering tree after just a couple of years of spending, feeding, and watering and caring for a sapling. In reality, to get that kind of protection, more than a handful of years need to be spent on contributing to this growth. But you may not have time to wait for a nut to become a mighty acorn, so let's find a way to contribute to self with immediate results faster than a corporation can slash and burn a rainforest. Here are some things that people contribute to: toys for tots, charity newsies, food banks, donating to your local radio station like the one you're listening to right now, Central Ohio's NPR station 90.5 WCBE. What were yours this holiday season? By now, you have heard about fixed mindset and growth mindset. Allow me to introduce you to the concept of the benefit mindset. Everyday leaders, whether they be kids or CEOs, seek to be well and do good, and they focus purposefully on why they do what they do. The belief system is in developing strengths and meaningfully contributing to a future of greater possibility. Rather than focusing on growth alone, people are finding that there is real value in being of value to ourselves, to others, to nature, and to the future, aspiring to not only be the best in the world, but also to be the best for the world and what contributions will be made. And just in time for the holidays, you can start right now. Let's say you are shopping to buy presents. If you do your shopping on autopilot, drawing on your habitual patterns of behavior and buy what you normally do, that's an example of fixed mindset. If instead you went shopping and considered getting something new and different and bought gifts in a mindful fashion, that's an example of growth mindset. However, if you go shopping and consider getting something new and you also consider the well-being of your community by shopping local, for example, and the planet, choosing socially and environmentally innovative options like donating to this radio station, that's an example of a benefit mindset. This is a simple example of how the mindset we adopt shapes our everyday actions and the future possibilities of our world and might even earn you a place on the nice list. My pro tip. In Jewish teachings, Tikkun Olam refers to any activity that improves the world, bringing it closer to the harmonious state for which it was created. And all people are encouraged to contribute to the common good. This was the impetus for me to create You Inc. and YouTune to help all of us become the best versions of ourselves and to be in service to all Earthlings and Mother Earth. Your children go to school with my children. What I do impacts my family and society, the globe, the planet, and all of its inhabitants. So, with each Instagram post, Two Rogues Media Group makes, YouTube videos, emotional intelligence, newsletters, tool of the month, with each LinkedIn article, research for a show, podcast, development of each new course, workshop, training, we provide guidance, support, and hope for all to strengthen their relationships and bring maximum understanding, compassion, and love into the world. Time for our movie motivation. Described as a CGI poop fest, the 2017 film about global disaster with plane crashes, tsunamis, and massive destruction, all portrayed as the result of Earth's weather getting out of control, demonstrates how our contributions can either put us on a virtuous path or a vicious cycle of Armageddon, as evidenced in Geostorm, starring Gerard Butler, Andy Garcia, Abby Cornish, about a satellite designer who tries to save the world from storms of epic proportions caused by malfunctioning climate-controlling satellites. My contribution to you is to skip this one, unless you want a film to vigorously roast during a screening party with a group of friends. To learn more about contribution and how Hey You Kelly takes aluminum and mousetraps and captures the imagination of generations and contributes to the trips of lifetime for others, tune into yet another installment of our live series this week at a Burning Man regional event in Rothbury, Michigan, Lakes of Fire. Listen to the U-Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCB.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. or check us out at TwoRogues.com for behind-the-scenes video footage and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and now nationally syndicated on PRX. And also, please take a moment now to contribute to this radio station at WCB.org. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.